July 12, 1967, Smith, the cab driver, was stopped by the Newark police and beaten and taken to the 17th Avenue precinct. And people actually thought that Smith was dead. And that was one of the things that precipitated the uprising on that night. But there were 1,000 uprisings all across the United States. And all of them in response to racism, to inequality, to police brutality.
Larry Hamm, chair of the People's Organization for Progress, recounted the events leading to the military-style occupation and lockdown of Newark's black neighborhoods. Mr. Hamm pointed to the role the print media played in justifying the onslaught and the establishment of a free fire zone, which contributed to the high number of casualties.
There was the Newark Evening News, and there was the Star-Ledger. And they blame all the shooting on black people. They said black people had become snipers, that black people had these advanced weapons, and that we were setting up on rooftops, firing at the National Guard, firing at the police. After they did the autopsies and the research, every one of them people had been killed by the National Guard or by the police. The stores had been shot up by the National Guard, the state troopers, and the Newark police.
Miss Ann Penn was holding a large photograph of a policeman walking past the body of her slain brother, 17-year-old Albert Messier. She still wants justice 43 years later.
He said that he was looting. He had a big vacuum cleaner. You don't see none of that on there. And he was shot, they said, in the back, but he was shot in the head, point blank. You know, and they said he was shot by
the National Guard.
And he wasn't shot by the National Guard. He was shot by the police.
Max Herman was a professor at Rutgers University when he did some research on the 1967 Newark uprising. He says that many files containing information about the killings still remain sealed by the state and should now be open.
At the moment, I think a lot of people believe that there's no real purpose in opening these files up. But for people like Miss Penn, whose brother was killed in cold blood over allegedly stealing a vacuum cleaner, they should be opened again. I actually interviewed members of former National Guardsmen, state troopers, and the like, and they would talk about how they were sometimes shooting at each other. It was total chaos. And a lot of innocent people got caught up in the crossfire.
And so lifelong resident of Newark and former school board member Richard Camarieri had these words of hope.
Our humanity requires us to be here every year, not just to memorialize the people who were murdered, because that's what it was, but our humanity also requires us to know our history to understand how it applies today, and the current conditions today still remain the same. Per capita income in Newark is around $12,000. Median income is $26,000. The unemployment rate is 3 times that of the state. Again, if people ask us about progress, those who care about Newark, who love Newark, who know that we're going to be here until they plant us in the ground, we just have to keep working.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.